今天是金灵弟兄分享讲道。
Today, Brother Andy King is going to share.
他的题目是重新建造。
And the title is Rebuild Again.
弟兄姐妹好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
从去年年底到现在呢，我跟 Judy 呢一直在大部分的时间在加州。
Since towards the end of last year until through the beginning of this year, Judy and I has been mostly in California.
感谢神在去年年底的时候，赐给了我们一个这个盼望、祷告很久的外孙女儿。
And thank God that towards the end of last year, God granted us something that we've been praying for a long time. We now have a granddaughter.
同时呢，我们也在很短的时间里面呢，在那边找到了一个聚会的地方。
And also in such a short time, we were able to find a place of worship there.
这个教会呢，也是金星会。
This is also another Baptist church.
在那边聚会的时候呢，他们今年的主题是起来建造。
And this year their theme is rise up and build.
过去几个月呢，整个教会的人都在念这个以斯拉、尼希米跟这个哈该书。
And for the past few months, the whole church has been reading Ezra, Nehemiah, and Haggai.
这三卷书要一起念呢，你就比较容易搞得清楚它的这个来龙去脉。
And if you read all three books together, it's easier to understand the context.
这内容呢，是记在这个以色列人被掳到巴比伦之后的三次回归。
And the content is the returning of the Israelites for three different times after the Babylonian captivity.
哈该书只有两章。
Haggai only has two chapters.
是很短的一卷书。
It's very short.
今天呢，我跟大家分享一下哈该书的第一章。
And I'm going to share with everyone Haggai chapter 1.
我们要看第一节到第十五节。
And we're going to look at verses 1 to 15.
可是因为时间的关系，我想我们只念第一节到第七节，我们用起音的方式来念，我们一起念好了，我们一起念第一节到第七节，而且我们只念中文的部分，那英文就麻烦大家自己跟着看。
And because the time we will only read from chapter one, verses 1 to 7, and we will only read it together in Chinese.
哈该书第一章，哈该书第一章在旧约的很后面。来，找到我们就一起来啊！第一章第一节，大力对不起，我们一起来啊！来，第一节，大力乌王第二年六月初一日，耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚说：“万军之耶和华如此说。”这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到，那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们撒的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。我们大念到这里，先念到这里，后面第八节到第十五节我们等一下都还是会看啊。
We will later on look at verses 8 to 15 as well.
我们先来了解这一段时间的背景。
And let's first understand the background of this period.
巴比王这个尼布贾尼撒在西元前586年的时候。
And in BC 580, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon.
他攻入这个耶路撒冷。
He fought against Jerusalem.
这个把所罗门那个时候所盖的这个圣殿，就是一般说的第一圣殿。
And he took the temple which was built by Solomon, which is often referred to as the first temple.
一把火就烧了。
And he lit it on fire.
整个圣殿呢就成了废墟。
And the whole temple was destroyed.
然后呢，这个南国的犹大人呢，就被掳到巴比伦去。
And Judah of the southern kingdom, was taken as captives to Babylon.
以色列也就灭亡了。
And Israel was destroyed.
几十年以后呢，这个巴比伦呢，又被这个波斯马代波斯灭掉。
And tens of years later, Babylon was destroyed by Medo-Persians.
这个波斯王古列呢，他采行这个新的宗教政策。
And there was a new religious policy from Persia.
在主前这个536年的时候，他颁布了一个，他准许所有这些被掳的人呢，都能够归回故国。
In 530 BC, an edict was given for all Israelites to be able to return to their kingdom.
在同时呢，他又下诏呢，特别准许这个犹大人呢，回到耶路撒冷，重建圣殿跟恢复这个敬拜。
And also he permitted the Israelites to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
啊，这在以斯拉记第一章里面都有说。
And this was recorded in Ezra 1.
这是以色列人第一次被掳以后呢，第一次被掳之后呢，第一次回到他们的故乡。
And this is after Israel's captivity that they were able to return for the first time.
这一次呢，带队的呢是所罗巴伯和这个约书亚，和大祭司约书亚。
And the leaders were Zerubbabel and Joshua the high priest.
人数大概有五万人。
And it's about 50,000 people.
以色列人亡国亡了几十年。
And the kingdom of Israel has been vanquished for 10 plus years.
在别人的国家里面受尽了屈辱。
And they were put to shame in another nation.
当他们知道他们可以回归故乡的时候，
And when they know that they could return to their nation,
他们的心情是欢天喜地。
They were very joyful.
我们可以看看，我们来看看诗篇126篇里面怎么形容他们那时候的心情。
And let's look at Psalm 126 to see their attitude at the time.
对不起，有时候要拿下来，有时候戴起来，眼睛看不见。
Sorry, I need glasses.
诗篇126篇第一节到第三节，当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，他们好像做梦的人，我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦中就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事，耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。
When the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with joyful shouting. Then they said among the nations, The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad.
第四节到第六节这边就是耶和华，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水复流，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。这句话大家应该比较常听啊。那带种流泪出来的必要欢欢乐乐的带河捆回来。
Restore our captive, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. He who goes to and fro weeping, carrying the bags of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him.
所以我们可以看见这个犹大人的时候，他们的心情是这个欢呼快乐。
And we see that Judah had a joyful heart at that time.
从犹太人被抓到巴比伦到他们这个有最后这个准许让他们回去，大概已经有经过两代了。
And from the time of first captivity until the time that they were given permission to return, it's about two generations already.
其实那个时候很多人呢都已经在别的国家呢，所以都已经落地生根了。
And actually at that time, many people have already established roots in a different nation.
古列王下诏让他们回去。
And Cyrus gave, order to, that they could go back.
有些人呢，他宁愿留在那里。
And some people prefer to stay.
但有些人呢，他们还是怀念故乡。
But some people long for their country.
其实这个时候他们已经没有所谓的国家可以去爱。
Actually, at this point, they no longer have a nation.
但是还是有很多人呢，愿意回到耶路撒冷，因为这是神给他们的应许之地。
But many people still wanted to return to Jerusalem because that was a promised land.
要做这个决定呢，对他们来讲，必须要在物质上做很大的牺牲。
And such decision will cause them greatly in and finances.
也要花很多的时间重建家园。
And it would take time to reestablish a home.
虽然前面的路是很辛苦。
Even though the road ahead was difficult.
可是他们的心情呢，还是像刚刚这个诗篇里讲的，流泪欢呼。
Yet their heart is described in the psalm where they're joyful and tearful.
巴比伦回耶路撒冷呢，大概有1350公里。
And going from Babylon to Jerusalem about 1,350 kilometers.
大概要花十个月的时间，对不起，大概要花四个月的时间。
And takes about 4 months to travel the road.
啊，那他们到了那边以后呢，很快守过七月的这个祝棚节。
And soon after they return, it was the Feast of Tabernacles.
他们就在原来的圣殿上面开始建祭坛。
And they began to reestablish the altar at the original site of the temple.
为了是要能够敬拜献祭给神。
For the sake of being able to offer sacrifices to God.
几个月以后就是第二年的二月。
Several months later, and that was in February of the following year.
他们就开始立圣殿的根基。
They began to establish the foundation of the temple.
啊，就要开始建殿的工作。
They began the work of rebuilding the temple.
所以基本上来讲，这个他们是非常积极的。
And basically, they were very zealous and very diligent.
但是以后的进展并不是很顺利。
But after that, the progress it was not smooth.
因为有一些当地的撒玛利亚人啊，听说这些犹大人回来要重建圣殿。
Because some of the local Samaritans, because they heard that the Jews had come back to reestablish the temple.
他们就要求说一起参与这个建造。
They asked to take part in the rebuilding process.
可是所罗巴伯拒绝了。
But Zerubbabel rejected it.
这些人被拒绝了以后呢，就想尽了办法阻扰破坏建殿的工程。
And when these people were rejected, they thought about every way to prevent the progress of rebuilding the temple.
甚至最后在君王的面前诬告说这些人是要造反的。
And even to the point of writing a letter to the king saying these people have rebellious hearts.
所以波斯王就降旨说停止建造。
So the king of Persia gave the order to stop.
这个圣殿的工作一停就停了16年。
And this work, once it was stopped, stopped for 16 years.
一直到波斯王大流士王的时候才有恢复。
Until the time of King Darius, it was
废除了禁令。
That it continued.
但是神并没有忘记这件事。
Yet God did not forget this.
我们看看哈该书一章一到二节，我们刚刚念的。
Let's look at Haggai chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.
大利乌王第二年六月初一日，耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大省撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚说：万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。
In the second year of Darius the king, on the first day of the 6th month, the word of the Lord came by the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, this people says, the time has not come, even the time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt.
神借着哈该跟所罗巴伯跟约书亚说，犹大人说建殿的时候还未到。
So God through Haggai told Zerubbabel and Joshua that the Israelites are saying that the time has not come to rebuild the house.
从当时的政治经济的这个情况来看呢，好像还真的不是建殿的好时候。
And based on the political and economic situation of the time, it looks like though it does appear that the time has not yet come.
其实百姓说建殿的时候未到，其实它是有一些根据的。
Actually, when the people say that the time has not come, there is some basis for it.
我们可以想象，当时从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷的人，他们一定有很多的事情要做。
We can imagine that the people who return from Babylon to Jerusalem, they have many things to do.
他们要这个建圣殿，要 盖自己的家园，他们哪有余力，哪有时间去盖，去全心摆在圣殿的建造上面呢？
And they have to reestablish their homes. How could they have time to be spared to build the temple?
我们可以设身处地来站在当时的犹大人的立场上，我们来思想一下，为什么他们会说时候未到，有哪些原因？
Let's put ourselves in the shoes of those Jews of the time and ask, how come they would say that the time is not come?
我想刚开始的时候，因为是这些本地的在撒玛利亚人这些来阻扰，来破坏。
I think in the beginning, it is because of the interference of the local Samaritans.
事情进行的不顺利。
Things did not go smoothly.
再来，因为波斯王就下令禁止建殿。
And then the king of Persia gave an edict to stop the building.
甚至这个几个领袖也开始灰心了。
Even the leaders became discouraged.
甚至呢，有人会开始怀疑说，这是不是神的旨意啊？
And some people may start to wonder if this is truly God's will.
也有可能说是因为建殿的花费实在太大。
Or perhaps the cost of rebuilding is too great.
有人开始认为说值得吗？
And some people begin to ask, is it worth it?
换句话说，内部有不同的意见。
So there's a lot of internal differences.
大家没有办法同心。
And there's not the unity of heart.
还有一些人从圣经的角度来看。
And then some people looked at perhaps from a biblical perspective.
认为从耶路撒冷被毁就是公元前586年。
And in 586 BC when Jerusalem was destroyed.
到哈该讲话的时候大概在公元前520年。
And until this time when Haggai is speaking is about 520.
才65-66年。
So it's about 66 years in between.
还没有满足这个耶利米先知所预先告知的要70年。
It did not satisfy the prophecy of 70 years.
所以各种各样的理由都有。
So all kinds of reasons exist.
所以我们从某一个角度来看，百姓说建殿的时候未到，它有它的道理，有它的背景因素在。
So we see from many different perspectives that there's a reason why the people are saying the time has not come.
不论以色列人停止建殿的真正原因是什么。
It doesn't matter what the real reason is behind the Israelites stopping to build the temple.
但是神没有忘记他的应许。
But God did not forget his promise.
我们看第一章第四节到五节。
And let us look at chapter 1 verses 4 to 5.
他说这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住在天花板的房屋吗？现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。
Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies desolate? Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
神完全不接受以色列人的借口。
God does not accept the excuses of the Jews.
神告诉百姓说，不要只顾自己。
And God tells the people, do not just consider yourself.
忘记了神交代的工作。
And forget the task that God has given you.
换句话说，神告诉犹太人说，不要找借口了。
In other words, God tells the Israelites, don't look for excuses.
不要再等了。
Don't wait.
现在开始起来建造圣殿。
Get up now and begin to rebuild the temple.
接下来呢，哈该就用很严厉的话谴责他们。
And then Haggai used a very, very harsh words to rebuke them.
要他们自己省察自己的行为。
And ask them to consider their ways.
省察和追想这个字。
And to consider and examine.
在这个哈该书两章里面出来了五次。
And it appears, consider appears five times in Haggai.
先知告诉他们说，先知告诉他们，如果没有神的祝福，人的劳碌是没有用的。
And Haggai tells them, if without God's blessing, their labor is in vain.
神并不是说以色列人住这个有天花板的房子，或者过这个安稳的生活，他安逸的生活，他就不高兴。
And it's not like God is unhappy because the Israelites are living with in panel houses.
更不是说神呢想要住更豪华的圣殿。
Nor is it that God wants to live in a fancier temple.
我们在使徒行传17章的时候，我们看见保罗在雅典在讲道的时候，他提到了一段话。
And in Acts 17, we see that Paul in Athens mentioned something.
他说创造宇宙和其中万物的神
既是天地的主，就不住人所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。
The God who made the world and all things in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, and does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all people life and breath and all things.
其实神是不需要的这些东西。
Actually, God doesn't need any of this.
今天我们看的这一段经文里面有责备，有鼓励，也有神的应许。
And in this passage, we see rebuke, encouragement, and also God's promise.
我们要更进一步去思考，这和我们今天的生活有什么样的关联。
And we need to examine and see how it relates to our lives today.
我们还再看一遍这一句话，哈该书第一章第二节。万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候未尚未来到。
And let's look again at this, passage. Thus says the Lord of hosts, this people says, the time has not come, even the time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt.
这个理由好像是我们经常使用的一个理由。
This seems like a reason that we give often.
但问题上是什么时候才是适当的时候？
But the question is that when is the right time?
我们常常，包含我自己在内，用各样的借口来推脱这个教会里面侍奉的机会。
And we often, including myself, often, use excuses to, step back from doing things at church.
我们会说太忙了。
We say we're too busy.
说没有时间。
We don't have time.
说我还没有准备好。
I'm not ready.
特别是在很多我们自己不喜欢做的事情上面。
Especially in some things that we don't like to do ourselves.
其实有的时候呢，是因为我们自己安于现状。
Actually, a lot of time it's because of our own, issues.
不愿意去尝试一种新的做法。
We're comfortable with where we're at, we don't want to try anything new.
我们就开始为我们自己制造各种我们自己认为合理的理由。
So we begin to, manufacture reasons and excuses which we ourselves consider as reasonable.
有一次我在一个听讲道的时候，听到一位牧师提起来一个教会成长的统计数字。
And one time, when I was listening to a sermon, the pastor quoted some statistics.
他这是一个调查了500间教会的一个统计资料。
He said that this is, statistics collected from 500 churches.
显示说假如这个一个教会里面侍奉的人呢低于 27%。
And basically, in a church, if less than 27% of the church serves,
这个教会一定会衰退。
And then this is a declining church.
假设超过侍奉的人超过55%。
But if, the percentage is higher than 55% of people serves.
这个教会就会成长。
And this is a growing church.
虽然说这个数字不一定是绝对正确。
Even though this number is not truly, completely accurate.
也不是说教会人数增加就一定是好事。
And it's not necessarily that when a church is growing, it's necessarily a good thing.
但是我们可以看见一个原则。
But we see a principle.
就是说教会侍奉人数的比例越高。
And basically it's, the ratio of people who serve to the whole congregation.
这个教会成长的几率就越大。
The higher it is, the more church growth there will be.
换句话说一个教会里面是不是会成长跟参与侍奉的人数有绝对的关系。
So in other words, whether a church grows or not has, really close relationship to the percentage of people who serve.
我们再看接下来一章第六节，哈该说：“你们撒的种多，收的却少；你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖。得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。”
And in verse 6 it says, "You have so much, but harvest little. You eat, but there is not enough to be satisfied.You drink, but there is not enough to become drunk. You put on clothing, but no one is warm enough. And he who earns wages to put into a purse with holes.
撒的种多，收的却少。
You have so much, yet harvest little.
换句话说，就是付出的跟收获不成比例。
So we see that, what is put out versus what is received is disproportionate.
辛辛苦苦的努力收到的没有多少。
Work hard, but did not receive much.
这些犹大人回归祖国以后呢，经过了一场旱灾。
And after these Jews returned to their own country, they experienced famine.
所以这农作物呢都欠收。
And there was a drought, and they could not harvest much.
这时候大家才开始领悟到，假如不是神的祝福，人的努力都是白费的。
And at that time, then people began to realize that unless the Lord is blessing it, the labor is in vain.
在这边先知好像是跟他们说，你们建造房子，可是你们得不到安全。
And perhaps it almost seems like the prophet is telling them, even though you build houses, you have no security.
没有真正的安全。
You have no true security.
我们的生活是不是也类似这样，我们付出的跟我们收进来的不对称。
Is our life similar to that? What we give versus what we receive is disproportionate.
所罗门在诗篇里面说了一句话。
Solomon says in Psalm,
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然尽心。
Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain.
接下来我们刚刚念到第七节，我们先看第八节。
And let's continue to verse 8.
他说，你们要上山取木料，建造这殿，我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。
Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and rebuild the temple, that I may be pleased with it and be glorified, says the Lord.
哈该说要建殿就要去取木料。
And so Haggai says that if in order to build the temple, you must bring wood.
要取木料你就要上山。
And if you're going to bring wood, you must go up to the mountains.
上山代表的就是要付出代价。
And going up to the mountains represents that there is a cost that must be laid out.
先知要犹大人呢采取行动，不要光说不练。
And the prophet is telling the Israelites to take action and not just talk.
我们需要了解，要做神的门徒，要让神得荣耀，是要付出代价的。
We must understand in order to be God's disciple and give glory to him, there is a cost.
弟兄姐妹，圣经告诉我们，人若先求神的国和他的义，其他的都要加添给我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us that seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and all these things shall be added to you.
而且我们也知道，神知道我们所有的需要。
And we also know that God knows our needs.
可是这不等于说我们就是坐在那里等着。
But it's not the same as we just sit there and wait.
反正呢，神都知道神会赏赐我。
And so God knows that he wants to give to us.
当我们等候神的回应的时候，我们是要顺服，是不能着急。
When we await on God's response, we must obey and not be in a hurry.
这个确实是圣经的教导。
And this is biblical teaching.
但是从另外一方面，我们也要凭我们看见的，我们所听到的情况，按着神的旨意恳切的祷告。
But we also need to, based on what we see and the situation that we know, to be zealous in praying.
因为神希望我们跟他同心同工。
And because God wants us to be working with him, with one heart.
去做一个计划和依靠神，这是没有冲突的。
To make a plan and, relying on God, there is no conflict.
在尼希米记里面，尼希米给了我们一个很好的例子。
In Nehemiah, he gave us a really good example.
他教导我们怎么把计划和祷告结合在一起。
He taught us how to combine planning and praying.
当尼希米听到这个被掳的犹大人在那边的受苦的日子的时候
，When Nehemiah heard how the Israelites were suffering,
他就痛哭、禁食，他也祷告。
He wept. He fasted and he prayed.
但同时他也有所行动。
But at the same time, he took action.
他在谨慎，他在计划以后，很谨慎的计划了以后。
After careful planning,
他冒着很大的危险去要求波斯王让他去帮助以色列人。
He braved a very great danger to come before the Persian king to ask for permission to go back.
同样的，只要我们相信神，依靠神。
Likewise, if we believe in God and trust in Him,
随时的祷告。
And pray always.
谨慎的去做计划。
And to carefully plan.
然后尽力而为。
And to act it out with all diligence.
这个就是最好的做法。
This is the best action.
只是要记住一件事情。
But just remember one thing.
最好的计划就是从头到尾都有神的 involved.
The best,
都有神的参与的。
The best, action is having God's involvement from beginning to end.
我们再看。
And let's continue.
第一章十二节。那是撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚并剩下的百姓都听从耶和华他们的话和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神差来所说的话百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。
Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the word of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people showed reverence for the Lord. Zerubbabel and Joshua were the two leaders of the time.
当神跟他们讲了这个话以后，两个领袖愿意听这个话。
And after God spoke to them, these two leaders were willing to listen.
领袖愿意听话是很重要的。
The leaders being willing to listen is very important.
因为他们本来老百姓就是很敬重他们。
Because, the people show respect to them.
所以当他们愿意听从神的话，愿意开始采取行动的时候，底下人都会跟进。
So when they're willing to listen to God and take action, then the people underneath them pay attention.
我们看到这一句话里面最重要的在最后一句话说百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。
And we see the most important of this passage is at the end, and the people showed reverence for the Lord.
敬畏神是指有敬虔的态度和行动，态度和行动。
And reverence for the Lord is both the attitude and action.
百姓含敬畏的心，这是很不容易的。
For the people to have, it's not easy for the people to have a heart of reverence.
因为这代表的是他们真正的认识他们的神是一个信实的神，是一个公义的神。
And that is the result of them recognizing that the God that they believe in is truly a righteous and just God.
哈该的信息最后产生了很大的功效。
And his message had Haggai's message had a great effect.
犹大人都愿意听。
The Israelites were willing to listen.
他们花了三年半的时间。
And for 3.5 years.
把停工了16年的建殿完成。
They accomplished what they had stopped for 16 years in the rebuilding of the temple.
而且这个呢是在他讲完的24天之后他们就开始做。
And the people started 24 days after Haggai gave his message.
弟兄姐妹这是一个奇迹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个神迹对不起。
This is a miracle.
其实我们去看的时候，我们看见哈该不单单只是谴责以色列人。
And when we look at it, Haggai not only rebuked the Israelites.
他也用神的话安慰他们，鼓励他们。
He also used God's word to comfort and encourage them.
可是，在这件事情上，我们另外一个很重要的事情就是，我们看见神的工作一直在发生。
But another thing that's important is that we see God's word is work is continuing.
我们看看第一章十三节，耶和华对使者哈该奉耶和华差遣对百姓说：“耶和华说，我与你们同在。”
Then Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, spoke by the commission of the Lord to the people, saying, "I am with you," declares the Lord.
我与你们同在，这是神给他们的应许。
I am with you is a promise from God to them.
这让我们想起来在马太福音那个大使命的那个马太福音28章20节那边神说到的我必与你们同在直到世界的末了。
And this phrase reminds us of the Great Commission in Matthew 28 where God says, I will be with you until the end of the age.
弟兄姐妹重点是你认不认为神的同在是你最大的祝福。
And brothers and sisters, do you consider God being with you as the greatest blessing?
我们再看一章十四节，耶和华激动犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下百姓的心，他们就来为万军之耶和华他们神的殿做工。
So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people, and they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到神在这边激动所罗巴伯、约书亚和百姓的心。
And we see that God here stirs up the heart of, the leaders and the people.
神其实在很多的圣经里面他都在激动，是神在激动人的心。
And we see that throughout the scripture, that it is God who stirs up the hearts of people.
以斯拉第一章第一节，波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通道，通告全国说。
In Ezra, now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he sent proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put it in writing, saying.
第五节，于是犹大和便雅悯的族长、祭司、利未人，就是一切被神激动他心的人，都起来要上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿。
Verse 5, then the heads of the fathers' households of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites arose, even everyone whose spirit God has stirred to go up and rebuild the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem.
所以我们看见激动人心是神的工作。
So we see that stirring up people's heart is the work of God.
我们只要去做我们该做的事就可以。
As long as we do what we need to do.
弟兄姐妹，以前的第一、第二圣殿，现在都已经不存在。
And brothers and sisters, the first and second temple are no longer with us.
今天我们谈的第二圣殿，甚至在希律王的时候还大大的扩充。
And the second temple which we talk about today, even under the King Herod, it was expanded greatly.
但是在西元70年的时候，被罗马大军一把火烧掉。
But in AD 70, it was destroyed by Rome.
那他这样看的话，所罗门、所罗巴伯和尼希米他们所建的工作不就都是白费了吗？
And if we look at it that way, perhaps the work of Solomon and the work of Zerubbabel and Joshua, are they all in vain?
对基督徒来说，这个主耶稣老早就指明了说，地上有形的圣殿是会消失的，是会去的。
But for Christians, we know that God has said that the temples which are built here on earth will be destroyed.
这些有形的圣殿都会过去。
Things that I have formed will pass away.
旧约的圣殿预表的就是今天的教会。
And the temple of the Old Testament is a reflection of today's church.
也是指我们所有属神的人。
And it's referring to all the people who belong to God.
所以当年以色列的人他们建殿的意义和价值，它是并没有因为圣殿的消失而变没有了。
But therefore the meaning and the value of the Israelites building the temple did not disappear as the temple disappeared.
弟兄姐妹，每天生活当中我们似乎有忙不完的事情。
Brothers and sisters, every day there are many things that we will never finish.
好像这件事要做，那件事也要做。
We have this to do and that thing to do.
再加上一些突发的事件。
And there's also many crises.
往往叫我们忙得精疲力竭。
And so we become very tired.
其实问题的关键不是在事情的多少。
But the key of the issue is not how many things we have.
也不是在时间的分配。
And it's not the prioritization of our time.
而是在我们的价值观。
But in our value.
价值观代表的是我们看重的是什么。
It's a matter of what we consider as more important.
而你怎么运用你的时间，怎么运用你的金钱，怎么运用你的才能，这个就反映出你的价值观在哪里。
And how we use our time, our money, and our abilities reflect our value system.
哈该告诉犹大人要开始建造圣殿。
Haggai tells the Israelites it's time to rebuild the temple.
他并不是说你盖房屋是，你盖自己的房子是错误的。
He did not say that it is wrong for you to build your own house.
他要提醒他们，他们要把敬拜神摆在第一位。
But it's a reminder that they must put worship of God first.
我们看一下这个经节作为今天的结束，《哥林多前书》第六章19到20节。
And for today's conclusion, we'll look at 1 Corinthians 6:19-20.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身上荣耀神。
Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, our body is the temple of God.
我们是不是愿意重新审查自己?
Are we willing to re-examine ourselves?
想想看，我们是不是还是保有当初接受神的时候的那股热情？
And consider whether we still have the zeal of when we first believed.
我们是不是愿意从现在开始不要再制造借口？
Are we willing to, from now on, no longer manufacture excuses?
立刻开始重建我们自己属灵的生命。
And reestablish our spiritual life.
希望每一位呢都能够紧紧地抓住神的应许。
And I hope that every one of us will hold on to God's promise.
去经历神应许给我们的说，我要与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
To experience what God told us that I will be with you until the end of the age.
我们一起低头做个祷告。Let
us pray.
主啊，你知道我们的需要，你也知道我们的心怀意念。Lord,
you know our needs and you know our hearts.
主啊，求你再一次的火热我们的心。Please
once again ignite our hearts.
让我们每一天都能借着你的话语来审查自己。
So every day we could examine ourselves through your words.
来审查我们自己生命当中的优先顺序。
Examine the priorities of our lives.
主啊，让我们能够从认识你。
And help us to know you.
到爱你多一点。
And to love you more.
到爱你更多。
Until we love you even more.
到最后我们只爱你。
And finally we only love you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名求的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.